Dispense with, and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Sergeant will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Amanda Luneman from Good Samaritan United Methodist Church in Edina. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Holy source of our being and doing, we have gathered together in the space of governance today, giving thanks for the opportunity to serve the greater well-being of our state and fellow humankind. Keep ever before us the sense of responsibility that comes with the essential work we do. Remind us that the decisions we make today echo into the future of our constituents' lives, affecting their livelihood and well-being. Therefore, O guiding mystery, where apathy seeks to creep in, replace it with compassion. Where corrosive desires of division grip us, release us to understanding and unity. Awaken within us the ears of listening and the minds of mercy and the hearts of humility. Guide our decisions on the path of wisdom, molding us into the elected officials worthy of our community's support. Humble us, inspire us, and connect us in our diversity, O God of many names, so that your justice and goodness may flourish and hope becomes the horizon for us all. It is with gratitude and wonder we pray this morning. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could I have a copy of it?
Absolutely. The secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move first to the third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House files number 134 and 423. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
First reading of House bills. The bills printed on the agenda will be given their first reading and referred as indicated. Fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted with the exception of the reports pertaining to appointments.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The bills printed on the agenda will be given their second reading. Seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. House files 262 and 510 will be given their second reading. Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated with the following changes. On page 5, Senate File 1340 will be referred to the Committee on Finance. First reading. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are author's motions, which will be accepted as all one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 246 be withdrawn from the Committee of State and Local Government and returned to its author, and I am the author.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Dietzick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that Senate File 1192 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Human Services, and Housing and be re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
You are the author?
Yes, I am.
And you've discussed this with both committee chairs?
Yes.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Wicklund.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File number 504 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance, given a second reading and placed on general orders.
This is your bill?
Yes, it is.
And you've discussed this with the Finance Chair?
I have.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Madam President.
I'm sorry, Senator Benson.
Yes, could we have a brief explanation? This did go through Human Services policy. We referred it to Finance. I don't remember a controversy about this, but if Senator Wicklund could give us a brief overview. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Benson. That's appropriate. Senator Wicklund.
Yes, this bill has to do with providing a way for licensing boards to offer expedited licenses for military personnel. It came about as a result of a bill from last year. When it was referred to Finance, it was thought to contain new language that pertained to fees, but it does not contain new fees. It's existing fees, just language that's been moved in statute. And so there's no new financial component to the bill.
Senator Benson.
Thank you, Madam President. I appreciate the explanation. I would support this motion.
On Senator Wicklund's motion, then, for the bill to be withdrawn from Finance and placed on general orders, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. That is Senate File 504 will be given its second reading. Senator Bach.
Madam President, pursuant to Rule 26, I designate the following bills to be made special orders for immediate consideration. Members, there are three bills, and the list is on your desk.
First bill on special orders is Senate File 128, Senator Goodman. Goodwin, number five on general orders. Senator Goodwin.
Thank you, Madam President. This bill is a result of some of my traveling over the last couple of years to different areas of the state on the issue of people in jail with a mental illness. One of the things I kept hearing about was that people, especially in greater Minnesota, law enforcement had to travel great distances to pick up a person that had to go to a 5-minute court hearing in their county court, and they weren't aware that in court rules right now it allows interactive video conferencing. So all this does is really codify that rule, court rule, and make sure that people are aware that they can do video conferences on a civil commitment hearing that generally lasts about 5 minutes. And there's no known opposition to this bill. It passed judiciary unanimously, and I ask for your support. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion on the bill? Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Madam President. And Madam President, would Senator Goodwin yield for a question?
Senator Goodwin, do you yield? Yes, she does. Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Madam President. And thank you, Senator Goodwin, for bringing this issue forward. I'm in support of it. I do have a question, however. Do you have any idea how much time is going to be saved here so you can give the members? And by the way, Madam President, it's hard to hear because there's a lot of activity
going. Thank you,
going.
Senator Ingebrigtsen. If you have conversations, please take them out in the hallway or into the retiring room. Thank you, Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Madam President. And Senator Goodwin, with regards to the bill, have you got any time frames that or costs maybe they're going to be saved by doing this, and give us a little bit of an idea coming from the world of having to transport those people back and forth that really and truly are better served in front of an electronic device like this for a very, very short hearing is just makes really good sense. But there's also a very significant cost savings here, and I'd just like her to talk to that.
Senator Goodwin.
Thank you, Madam President and Senator Ingebrigtsen. I don't know the exact amount of dollars because I don't know how many counties are doing this, but I'll use an example. Beltrami County law enforcement has to travel all the way down to St. Peter to pick up people. That's about a six-hour drive, I believe. And then if they can make it back the same day, which would be another 6 hours, that would save law enforcement time and overtime for those officers. And they would much prefer to do it this way and save the county money in the process. I don't know exactly how much, and I don't know exactly how many counties are still not aware of the court rule that allows this, but I do know that that Beltrami County is set up for specifically with interactive video conference equipment, so they don't have to buy equipment, so is St. Peter. So I really think that in the long run, it should be quite a savings, but I can't really estimate how much that will be. Thank you.
Further discussion on the bill. Senator Senjum.
Thank you, Madam President. Would Senator Goodwin yield just for a quick question?
Senator Goodwin, do you yield? She does. Senator Senjum.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Goodwin, I'm just curious, reading the bill and the description, could you do this with an iPhone or a Android, for
Senator
instance?
Senator Senjum.
Is that interactive video conferencing?
Senator Senjum?
Yes.
I need to remind you to, when you're asking the question, to address the President. When she answers it, you may turn to her.
Very well, Madam President.
Senator Goodwin.
Thank you, Madam President. Yes, in fact, the court rule currently allows the witness to appear by telephone, audio, visual, or other electronic means under specified circumstances.
Madam President, thank you very much. Senator Goodman.
Senator Senjum. Further discussion? Seeing none, the Secretary will give Senate File 128 its third reading.
Senate File Number 128, a bill for an act relating to civil commitment, clarifying the alternative to use of interactive video conference in civil commitment hearings.
Third reading. Secretary will take the roll. Have all members voted who desire to vote? Secretary will close the roll. There being 62 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. The next bill on special orders is Senate File 337, Senator Pappas, number 23 on general orders. Senator Pappas. Senator Pappas, your microphone is not working.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Sorry about the mic. This bill is a technical change to update the Minnesota Directory Information Law to conform with the last federal update. But in reality, what it means is that it will allow the school districts, in this case, St. Paul School District, to be able to issue library cards to all their students. They had they found a really exciting model in Nashville called Limitless Libraries, where the city and the school provide seamless services for students. This would provide a much more efficient and equitable distribution of library cards across the district. The students don't have to apply for cards individually. They would just be automatically issued a card by their school. So they'd be able to get homework help online and also use other online resources. Appreciate your support.
Further discussion on Senate File 337. Seeing none, the Senate Secretary will give Senate File 337 its third reading.
Senate File Number 337, a bill for an act relating to education, making a technical change to conform the definition of directory information with federal law.
Third reading. The Secretary will take the roll. Members will please vote. All senators desiring to vote having voted, the secretary will close the roll. There being 62 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. The next bill on special orders is Senate File 578, number 24 on general orders. Senator Cohen.
Madam President, members, Senate File 578 is a recodification of the Minnesota Trust statutes. And this is something that's been prepared over the last several years through the Probate and Trust Law Section of the Minnesota State Bar Association. Just a couple of general comments. I'm not sure how many folks on the floor who are attorneys. I know Senator Newman has some experience with probate and trust work. To be fair, most of us do not. And we've depended on the Bar Association over the years to provide some of the recodifications that this legislature has passed on in previous years. These are done on a not simply a bipartisan but a very nonpartisan basis. Mr. Chris Hunt from the Frederickson & Byron Law Firm has been the chair of the subcommittee that was established to prepare this legislation. It's legislation that's been passed in, I think, 20 other states or so, 20, 25 states around the country with a variety of Republican and Democratic legislatures. The intent of the law is simply to update Minnesota's current trust law to more of a 21st century model, to allow for greater flexibility in the preparation of trust law to conform with what folks around the state are looking for when they go to an attorney's office, as opposed to having the old trust law. So it does some things in terms of establishing a broader base for trust remedies. It still preserves what's been Minnesota's historic spendthrift law. It allows the different utilization of how a co-trust would act. I can suggest to members that it did pass the Judiciary Committee unanimously. It's been a bill with opposition. And like I said, it follows the historic pattern where those of us, even though practitioners, have not worked in this area of the law, have depended successfully on the Bar Association over the years to promulgate these kinds of changes. I would hope members would support the change.
Further discussion on Senate File 578. Senator Newman.
Madam President, as a co-author of this bill, I will tell you that I did go through it. It's a rather complicated bill consisting of about 100 pages, and I will tell you that to a large degree I am relying on the various expert attorneys that put this thing together through the Bar Association. But I will tell you that when I did go through it, it does appear to me that it is updating our trust law in Minnesota, and it does appear to me to continue to protect the various parties that are involved with trusts and trust laws. And from that standpoint, I am satisfied that Minnesota is continuing its tradition in protecting the various parties involved with trusts, and I do support the bill. Thank you, Madam President.
Further discussion on the bill? Seeing none, the Secretary. Oh, I'm sorry. Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Madam President. Would the author yield for a question?
Senator Cohen, will you yield? I think he's nodding yes. Senator Anderson, ask your question.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Cohen, in my briefing here, it says that this bill will encourage businesses to stay in Minnesota and to better serve the state citizens. Could you give me an example or an experience where this piece of legislation will do that?
Senator Cohen.
Madam President, Senator Anderson, let me do it in a general way. What it does is it tries to streamline Minnesota's trust laws so that if a business is establishing a trust of some sort, as opposed to working under an old model that would, as an example, make it more difficult to conduct interstate business. Because we, as I understand the history, and like I said, I'm not the expert, but as I understand the history, if, you know, when you established a trust back in the 1920s, the 1930s, there was a very limited concept of interstate business. Now you can establish a trust, do so in conjunction with a trust in another state, or have it more easily transferable to that state. So it makes it much more easily accomplished for a business to, again, work within an interstate situation. So a Minnesota business is not going to feel compelled to either have to hire out-of-state professional services like a lawyer or an accountant from another state, and can more easily establish a trust that can operate in that other state.
Madam President.
Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, Senator Cohen, I'm hoping that this does what you say it does, because I know of businesses not only in Wright County but in other counties throughout the state who have been very troubled by the fact that what has been in statute right now is detrimental to their wanting to stay here. So I'm hoping that this happens, and I'm looking forward to some positive reports coming back reflecting on this particular legislation. Thank you, Madam President.
Senator Weber.
Thank you, Madam President. If Senator Cohen would yield.
Do you yield? He does. Senator Weber.
Thank you, Madam President. I just have a simple question. I know a few years ago, and I'm not quite sure if this was a result of trust legislation or taxation policy, but there were some issues that arose for some of our family trusts in terms of the taxation of and the consideration of homestead considerations for property, and I'm just wanting to ensure that there's nothing in here that I think there was a fix to that problem either last year or the year before, and I just want to make sure there's nothing here that brings that issue up again.
Senator Cohen.
Madam President, Senator Weber, no, this is not a tax bill. This is simply a reformation of trust statute. And Madam President, if I can just quickly in response to Senator Anderson, let me just indicate states that have already adopted what we have in front of us to illustrate both the geographic spread as well as a political spread. Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, D.C., Florida, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming, Pennsylvania, I'm sorry, New Jersey is considering the bill this session as well, their legislative session. So it's something that's going around the country to try to simplify the trust process. But again, getting back to Senator Weber's question, Madam President, this is not in any way a tax bill.
Further discussion of Senate File 578. Seeing none, the Secretary will give Senate File 578 its third reading.
Senate File Number 578, a bill for an act relating to trusts, establishing the Minnesota Trust Code.
Third reading. Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 63 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Remaining on motions, we will take first announcements of Senate interest and then a motion by Senator Bach. Announcements of Senate interest. Seeing none, Senator Bach. Oh, I'm sorry. I do have one. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senator Skoy, Sharon, Reinert, and Senator Latz from 11 to 11:35. Senator Lurie from 11 to 11:25. Senator Bach.
Madam President, members, we're about to recess and reconvene later tonight for the joint convention with the House. But let me just give you a little idea what we intend to try and do tomorrow on the floor. We're going to take up House File 8, a Senator Sharon bill. It's a partial product of the Child Protection Task Force that the governor set up last year, and it's already passed the House. And then our intent is to take up the confirmation calendar and start working through some of the confirmations. Many of the committee reports are up on the floor and have been laid on the table. So we'll take up some confirmations. We won't work so long as we get into trouble with a conflict with committee time. So what you see on the calendar, we're likely to not get through all of it, but we'll start down that road. Madam President, I move the Senate do now recess until 6:30 p.m.
Prior to voting on...
Madam President, I move further proceedings and the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Sergeant will bring in the absent members. Remaining under motions and resolutions, we revert back to the fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the addendum be adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. Senate files numbers 107 and 464 are given their second reading. Then announcements of Senate interest. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, March 5th. 11 a.m.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.